Why are you so sweaty?
I'm watching cops.
Oh, I see how it's gonna be. Alright. Yes, actually. Not. I've been put in handcuffs by Captain, what's his name, from Alpha Company. Yeah. He recognized me too, which is the best part. Yeah, I was. It wasn't really arrested, they put me in handcuffs, and then they took me to the hospital. It was a great day, it was a really great day. Oh, no. So what happened was, my girlfriend got all mad at me, because I told her if she doesn't stop treating me like crap, I'm gonna go find somebody else. So I did, but she was still treating me like crap. She got mad and decided to, I'm gonna try to screw him over. So she called us, we got a huge fight, and then she left to go to work, and then she called the cops saying that I was gonna kill myself. Yeah, so then like the Gresham PD called and they were like, hey, you doing okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing fine, just cleaning my apartment, what's going on? Well, this is so-and-so of the Gresham Police Department. I'm like, shit. What are you on? Like, come down and talk for a little bit? And I was like, yeah, no problem. So I walked outside and I opened the door, and right there is a right shield and a dude with a shotgun. Because apparently they told them that I had a handgun in the house, which I did. I had my handgun. Yeah, it was great. It was really great. They took me to the hospital and I was like, yeah, I'm perfectly happy. I was like joking with them too the entire time. My phone went off and the most country song ever played. I started laughing because I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. In the back of the car. Got out of the hospital and the psychiatrist was like, yeah, well, we know that you're in the Army, so our policy is to not let you go right away, even if you're fine. We have to hold you for 24 hours. I'm like, really? Really? Oh, okay. And then she's like, but we'll go ahead and let you go. So they didn't even give me a ride home. There's like 35 mile per hour wind. It's the middle of fucking winter and I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And I'm like, really? You couldn't drive me home? I live on the other side of the hospital. Literally. My car is touching the hospital grounds. And they're like, yeah, no, it's not really in our policy. And like, you guys are just a waste. Just a waste of space. Moral of the story is, don't ever date an MP. Yeah. The best part is, like, a month after we broke up, she's like engaged to some other guy, some medic from, Fort Lewis, and he was huge. I mean, big. Like, you put Chambers to shame. Yeah, and he's the same size as me, height-wise. And she's like, yeah, he's so much stronger and better looking than you. And I'm like, okay, let me see a picture of him. And I saw it, I just started laughing. I'm like, all right, you have a good time. And apparently his family's like really big into the KKK scene. And like huge white supremacists. Yeah, she really went the mile. No, she was active duty. Yeah, no, yeah, you're good, sir. And so she like sent me a text while we were in Texas or Romania or Snapchat of a giant bull being auctioned off. And I go, wow, did your husband get tired of you already? And she's gained so much weight. Oh my gosh, she's so big. God, no. Yeah, but I don't, my whaling days are over.